Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Hopefully you guys had an absolutely incredible week. It's Monday. You guys should be ready to kick this one off, and hopefully you guys got some amazing goals in front of you. I'll make this one quick today, guys. Just wanted to give you guys some updates on what we have going on in our world and share some cool stuff that's taking place as well, too. So first things first, we ended up closing on our building last week, our new office space for our brokerage, which was exciting. We've got a lot of work to do on that one, full renovation. So we're still working through some of that. That'll probably be completed in about a month and a half, maybe 2 months, hopefully. And we can start getting some people moved over there and get fully operational out of that. And then in the meantime, wind down our current office that we have right now. As some of you guys may know, I do run some e-commerce businesses on the side, and I've made the decision to shut those down, wind those down for the time being, and dedicate 100% of my time, energy, and focus into growing the real estate brokerage and dedicating my time there to helping some of our agents as well with the scale and the growth. And then also do a little bit of diversification in doing basically private investing into other small businesses and companies and helping those guys grow to leverage my time a little bit better. So for me, going into 2023, that is going to be some of the path that I take. Like I said, is kind of scaling our current brokerage. I'm passionate about it. I'm excited about it. And then also helping other small businesses by investing into those guys as well too, for part ownership and in exchange for some growth. So that's what we got going on our side. It's been a crazy year. Kind of looking back on it as we wind down, made a ton of ground, a ton of leadway, super proud of it. I'm excited, and I'm excited for what the future has in store. So with that being said, I also wanted to share a story with you guys today. This was pretty cool because this is something that I've been working on behind the scenes as well. I have a couple of really good friends of mine and clients that are really big kind of investors, company owners, and basically people that have been mentors to me. I've helped them buy quite a few houses here and there to invest some money into and flip and whatnot. But these guys, what they do basically is invest in big companies or even small companies, and then they come in and they leverage all their systems and their processes and their resources, and then they scale these companies out nationwide, and then they'll turn around and sell them for multipliers, basically get the company's valuations up to, you know, a few million to $100 million is their plans on most of these. And then as that happens, they'll turn around and sell the companies and exit for a portion of the profits. So I've taken interest in that. Obviously, as I kind of progress in my career, that's something that I've been passionate about. So the opportunity came about where I've been working pretty close with these guys as well on that side of things to learn the investing and company scale growth. Obviously, I do that with their own brokerage, but these guys kind of show it at a very large scale, which has been exciting. So a story I wanted to share with you guys on this, though, is that we are currently working on something right now with a small business that has done extremely well. The company owner of that's done a great job of scaling that company up, getting extremely profitable, take a pretty good market share of the state that they're in. But ultimately, the game plan now is to scale that company across the nation to get it to close to $100 million valuation and then potentially sell that company. So he had reached out to me for some help on some of the marketing and scale and growth side of things. And then that's where I had brought in my friends and slash mentors to potentially come into this deal, because this is right up their alley. So the cool part about it is I've been kind of right front row and center as this whole thing's kind of unfolded. I've been able to sit in some of the meetings with them and look how they analyze things. And the other night we went out and we had a dinner and I was sitting there and we were kind of talking about it. And this has been an ongoing 3 to 4 week negotiation process of what it's going to look like strategically, how's the scale and how's the growth. But one part of this really caught my eye, and one of my friends, like I said, slash clients, slash mentors, he was talking to the small business owner, and as they were laying out the compensation model and how they were going to divide things up throughout the plan, they were talking about, you know, who's going to get what shares, what ownership, what that could potentially look like if they can grow the business to being, you know, valuation of over $100 million and then in X amount of time and then sell that off. And there's a lot of complex and moving parts to this, and what it's going to look like basically is taking this company and replicating them into multiple states for growth, basically is what it is. Where my client and friend comes into play is this is what they do. This is right up their alley. They already have small sales teams in different states, and that's exactly what they do right now is they'll take a product or they'll take a service. They'll help the company in those states scale it out. So that's essentially what this business model is going to look like, is they're going to take this company that had started here, and they want to help that business owner launch into other states and scale and grow very fast. But as we're having this conversation, one of the key elements to this was that he said, it doesn't really matter how much we're going to make on the end if we go to exit and sell. What's more important to me is that in this compensation model, in this plan, is that each one of my area managers, you know, I work out a fair split to when the company sells, they get a small portion of that. And I thought that was interesting because the way that their business model is set up is they have small sales teams. I should say small to medium, sorry, sales teams in each state. And for those of you guys know that's in the sales industry, it's a high turnover rate. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you have a high functioning personality in most cases for people that run in the sales business. They're always looking for that next shiny object. They're always looking for that next greatest, best thing, you know, which is why you guys see a lot of turnover with salespeople and companies. You guys see it in the real estate world. I've come to learn in the brokerage world, you know, you're going to have people that turn over a little bit quicker because they're always looking for that next best, greatest thing. They don't have the patience to sit it out for longevity. And I think that translates across many different, you know, avenues when it comes to sales, basically, whether you're in solar, pest control, you know, mortgages, whatever it is, insurance sales, you guys will probably all agree with me that they usually have high turnover rates because the salespeople have a very high entrepreneurial spirit. They always want to start their own thing. They always want to do their own thing. They're always looking for that next best big wave to ride, you know? So it's really hard to retain and attract quality talent for long periods of time. And one of the things that has made these guys very successful in what it is that they do, because they've maintained the same sales teams over and over. So a lot of what that looks like is bigger companies will actually come to these guys and say, hey, we need you to sell our products. And some of these companies, for example, like AT&T, some of these guys have like big companies that have their own big sales teams in place, but they'll go to my friend's company because they're just good at what they do. They already have the sales process down. They have very low turnover rate for their salespeople in every state. And so we got into depth on having this conversation about it, and I was kind of listening in on it, and he said, it's important to me that when we build this company up, if we can build it up, we scale it on any exit that we do with any of our companies, it's important that our top salespeople, our sales managers in each individual state get a portion of that exit model, that exit plan, because I want them to equally be invested in it, you know. And then he starts going into depth about, you know, it's important to me that, you know, my salespeople are taken care of. They're not going home stressed out. They're not worrying about how they're going to feed their families. You know, they see that they have longevity. I want them to know that they matter. I want them to know that the work that they're putting in here, they're going to get a percentage of that when it comes time to, you know, sell the company as we grow it up and we scale it. And he goes, and I've done this many times with them. He goes, we've built up many, many companies and we sold them and we scaled them. And then we'll sell it to another company, but his sales guys always stay back with him. So, you know, for example, whether that's like a solar company, for example, they'll scale up a solar company. You know, they do door to door, they do outbound marketing, they do all kinds of different things to scale these companies up. And then when they scale it up to a multi-million dollar multiplier, and then they sell that, his salespeople don't go with that company when it gets sold. His salespeople stay back with him, and then it's on to another product or service. They just retrain on the new product, they retrain on the new service. And then at that point, once they feel comfortable with it, they go out, and that's how they do the sales. They sell it. Same thing, scale a company up, sell that company, and then they're back to square one again, right? So as you guys can imagine, I'm thinking through this and I'm like, man, that's got to be a high turnover rate as you got these people. Every time you're selling companies, they're probably leaving with those companies. They're probably offered high compensation plans. And he goes, my people stay with me. And he goes, we have a very low turnover rate. He goes, most of our sales managers are with us 10, 15, 20 years. And he goes, number one, because when we sell companies, we always give them part shares because they're the ones that help helped us build those companies, right? We rely on them in each individual marketplace. He goes, not a lot of other similar companies or our competition does that. We do that because we want our guys to know that we care about them. We want them to know that it value, you know, the work that they're putting in and that they're scaling it and they're growing it with us. And we want them to know that, you know, we don't want them to go home stressed out. We don't want them to worry about when we sell a company, you know, is their job over with? Are they not going to have anything to do anymore? You know, what's the next thing? So by that, they feel like they're actually building something too, because the more successful that company is, the higher percentage they're going to make on that sale as well too. So I thought it was a really, really interesting business model, because the profit sharing, when the company comes time to sell, he doesn't take all the profits himself, right? And they just pay his guys an hourly wage or a bonus. His guys actually get paid on the outcomes of that company. And when it goes to sell, they get a portion of that. So each one of his sales guys is always invested in that business like it's their own, because in a way it is. And so I got to thinking about it. We had left dinner that night and I was driving home, you know, kind of running that through my mind. And it was an interesting dynamic, because turnover rate has always been a really struggle, not necessarily with me. For those of you guys been following me, we've got a really good culture, so our turnover rate really isn't that bad compared to what a lot of other sales companies are, especially in the real estate industry. I'm very proud of that. We care about our people, we pour into them. But it was pretty cool to hear him say that, because that has been the key to their success. And I mean, these guys are multi-millionaires. These guys have replicated this process many times. And that was one of the things he said. He's like, the key to my success is taking care of my friggin' people. The key to my success has always been that it's never about just us. The key to our success has always been, when we sell companies, they get percentages of that. We pay our guys more than most people will pay their guys in those fields and in those careers. And because of that, they take care of us. And because of that, they don't leave. And because of that, they know that we care about them as well too. So it was really enlightening for me. It was cool to sit in on that kind of stuff. I kind of love this phase that I'm in my career now, where, you know, I grew stuff, I built a company up, and now I get to sit in on conversations with people that are much larger than I am. And I'm constantly learning and hearing, and, you know, it's, and something that sounds so complex, especially when you're talking about taking companies like this to 30, 40 states and growing them and scaling them, it comes right back to the simplicity of just take care of your people, pay them well, let them know that you care about them, and then they'll do the rest for you. And he's like, I've just rinsed and repeated that for so long and taking care of my people that they've taken care of me, and our companies have grown and been very successful. So for what it's worth, hopefully this is a great reminder for you guys, especially if you guys that are other small business owners listening to this podcast. I know it was for me. Obviously, I think that we kind of get so tied up in the growth. We get so tied up in the grind and doing all the things that we do that we often forget about the people that are there with us on the sidelines helping us build, right? And so make sure you're taking care of those people. Make sure they're going with you. Make sure they're valued. Make sure that, you know, if they're ever in a phase in life where they're down, you guys are doing whatever you guys can to bring them up and let them know that although they are quote unquote not the company owner, they are a massive part of that company and a massive part of this success. So as always, guys, hopefully you guys have an absolutely incredible week. Hopefully you guys are out there dominating. Again, guys, we are almost to the end of the year. You guys got about 6 weeks left in the year, and I hope you guys are doing everything you possibly can to maximize it. And like I talked about before, you guys better have a plan lined up going into next year, because we are about ready to start into 2023, and I want you guys to hit that ground running. So make sure you guys are very clear with your intentions and what it is you guys are going to be doing. Make sure you guys got your goals lined up. Take these next couple days to really itemize everything that needs to be done next year to get to where you want to do or where you guys want to be. Imagine what the end goal is going to be for 2023 and what you guys see as success, and then reverse engineer that so you guys have a very clear path on where you guys need to go next year. So let's get out there, guys. Let's have another absolutely phenomenal week, and let's crush it, guys. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help, obviously, impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.